Welcome to the Autism Family Story Podcast. This is a podcast for moms for kids with autism or other special needs. In this podcast, you will get to learn different strategies to help your own kids with autism, which I have personally learned over the years in raising my son who is on the autism spectrum. My name is Vidya Banerjee and I'm so excited to have you on my podcast. Welcome to episode 55 of the Autism Family Story Podcast. In today's episode, I will talk to you about how to work with nonverbal kids with autism. It is a well-known fact, around 40% of children with autism are nonverbal, which means they will never use verbal speech to communicate, or they may have very few words, if any. Just because a child is nonverbal doesn't mean we automatically put limits on what they can achieve. They are capable of learning, and as a parent, we should make every effort to help them learn new skills. We should always presume competence with our kids, which means we have to believe in our child. We have to believe that they are capable of learning. Because if you don't yourself as a parent believe in your own child, no one else will. When we are working with nonverbal children, we are going to work on receptive language. Receptive language will show us what our children understand and what they know. Many children who are on the spectrum are non-writers. My own son is. But that doesn't mean that they cannot show us what they know. We can use different techniques with them while working on academic skills. Academic skills are functional life skills, and we absolutely, as a parent, have to work on these life skills with our children with autism. If they are not able to write, because many children with autism, they struggle with fine motor skills and challenges, then we can teach them how to type. Typing is a very important functional life skill we can teach our children. If typing is also not possible, then there are some other ways you can work with your child to show you what they know, thereby reducing their anxiety and frustration. There are tons of task cards available online. Myself, I have bought tons of these cards from Teachers Pay Teachers. You can set up a free account as a parent on Teachers Pay Teachers. Some of the task cards are free and many are reasonably priced. But it is a good investment for your child. So your child can continue working on practicing these skills throughout the year. You can give your child clothespins to pick the correct answer. If they have minimum writing skills, they can circle the answer, or you can give them a bingo dauber to mark the answer. These are fun ways as well you can work with your child and at the same time work on their fine motor skills. Say you are working on question-based task cards, then depending on your child's ability, you can place 3 to 4 task cards in front of them. You ask them the question, they can then either point to the right answer or they can pick up the right answer card and hand it over to you. If your child uses an AAC device, then they can also use their device to answer the question. The most important thing is we have to give our nonverbal children a way to communicate. It can be PECs or using AAC devices. Using an AAC device with robust vocabulary is the best way for our autistic children to communicate. It is also very important that when we use the AAC devices, we don't only get stuck on requesting. When it comes to communicating with nonverbal children, we need to model to them different communication functions like greetings, protesting, commenting, answering and asking questions, identifying feelings and emotions. We need to also give them processing time. When you ask them something, give them extra processing time. Don't jump in right away to help them. Give them a chance to show you what they know. Using technology is another great way we can work with our nonverbal kids. They are naturally motivated by technology. There are lots of apps available which work on different skills. We can use these apps so students can work and practice different skills year-round. I have personally used many apps over the years to work with my own nonverbal son, which have benefited him to a great extent, and he has come a long way. Visual processing is a strength for our children with autism. Using visuals is very beneficial for children with autism. It will help them in understanding language. So definitely use visuals when you are working with your nonverbal children. You can use their interest to teach them new skills. This will be very motivating and rewarding for your child. When you're speaking to your child, use minimal language, as it takes them a long time to process the language. Don't give them too many instructions at the same time. At a time, maximum give them 1 to 2 instructions or directions. This way, it will help them in processing the language. So I hope in today's episode, I have given you a few ways in which you can work with your own nonverbal child. If you like my podcast, leave me a rating and a review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Good Pods. This way, my podcast will be able to reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I will continue to share lots of tips and strategies which I learned over the years in raising our son who is on the autism spectrum. I have a blog, autismfamilystory.com, wherein I share lots of information for parents who are starting out this journey in the world of autism who are already on this journey. I'm also active on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Autism Family Story, wherein you can follow me there, wherein I share lots of information as well for autism parents. If you like my podcast, share and follow my podcast so you do not miss an episode. Leave me a review on Apple Podcast or Good Pods, which will help me reach more autism parents. Thank you so much for your continued support.